Frank Schwab, Yahoo.com, national NFL columnist. He's standing by, and I just love the trade up by the Lions to go get Arnold. Mr. Schwab, I loved it.
Yeah, when teams who have a really good roster trade up, I'm a lot more willing to give them good grades. Let's put it that way. Lions don't need a ton of players. They need impact players right now. They're chasing something. And, Terry Arnold just fits right away. Like, he fits a need. He was a player who could have gone 10 picks higher. I mean, in a certain scenario, he's that good of a player. I love it. Yep, great move. Like, it's the exact type of move the teams in a Super Bowl window should be making.
All right, speaking of somebody not close to a Super Bowl window, I thought they were making progress in the process when they signed Kirk Cousins. What on earth were the Falcons thinking at taking a quarterback at 8 and Michael Penix Jr.? Because my first thought at our draft party in downtown Detroit, I'm telling people, oh, this is going to be a trade later in the first round. No way they're going to draft a quarterback. There has to be like a veterans coming or a package of veteran defenders. And they stay with it. And then Arthur Blank is looking at Fontenot, the GM, asking him, what in the hell are you thinking?
I'm stunned. I still can't give you a good answer. I'd like to play devil's advocate and say, well, this is why it makes sense. And I guess if we're sitting here in 4 years and Michael Penix is a top 10 quarterback or Kirk Cousins has led the Falcons to a Super Bowl, then it doesn't matter. Who cares? Whatever. But, I mean, this wasn't a situation. Look, I mean, people are going to compare it to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers' thing was different in that he fell to number, I believe, 24 that year. Nobody expected him to be 24. He could have been the first pick of the draft, and nobody would have been that, surprised. That's the Alex Smith year, obviously. When Rodgers fell to 24, you said, okay, well, we hadn't expected this, but this really, really good prospect has fallen in our laps. When you draft Michael Penix number 8, you go into the draft saying, we are going to draft Michael Penix number 8. Like, you reach on him. In addition to everything else that we've talked about for the last 17 hours or whatever it's been since they made the pick. So I don't get it. It makes no sense to me. And on top of it all, there's a report that 3 teams were trying to trade up to get Michael Penix. Why didn't the Falcons move down to 13 with the Raiders? You move down to 13, you take Latu from UCLA, who fills a need for you, and you get extra picks, and you haven't upset your $180 million quarterback. Nothing about this makes sense to me.
So beyond the head-scratcher of the Falcons taking Penix, a quarterback at number 8 after spending big money on Cousins, what would be the next one in line that if it wasn't for the Falcons' blunder at 8, that people will be talking about this first-round selection in a negative way?
And I don't think there were many, to be honest. Every pick, I was like, okay, I get it. Even Bo Nix to the Broncos at 12. Did they reach a little bit? Maybe. But you don't trade up. A quarterback falls in your lap who you like. Okay, cool. Like, that's not that crazy of a pick to me. I think if anybody else kind of surprised me, it was the Buffalo Bills. You trade with the Kansas City Chiefs, who are chasing you, and they get and Buffalo Bills need a receiver. We all know that. That's the one thing they really need. The Chiefs move up. They draft Xavier Worthy, who fits their offense perfectly. The San Francisco 49ers take a receiver at 31. And then at 32, you trade back with the Panthers for a late. Basically, you swap a 5th and a 6th, which is nothing. There's very, very little value in that. And the Carolina Panthers move up and grab a receiver, and they can give them the 5th-year option, which has a ton of value. And the Bills got really nothing in return from it. I don't know what the Bills are doing. They must really, really, really like a receiver who they are positive is going to be there at 33, because they need a receiver. And there's plenty of good ones on the board, Ladd McConkey and Mitchell from Texas and all that. So we'll see what they do tonight. But as I sit here, I say, what are the Bills doing? They helped out the Chiefs. They missed on the opportunity to draft 3 other receivers before they go at 33. You miss out on a 5th-year option of whoever receiver you're going to take. I was just stunned that the Bills didn't come out of the first round with a receiver, and they didn't really get much out of the moves down.
Well, what I take from what the Bills did and what you just mentioned, Frank, is that they know their window is closed. You know, Superfly, Texas with Houston. After he was not making any moves here, they're sliding out of the first, which means they can save some money.
McCarthy, not a
to me, it's almost an official or official flag waving draft that the Buffalo Bills window is closed. Chris Ballas of the
Wolverine.com. I don't like to say that. I think it's closer this down. Year.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's awesome.
But when you have Josh Allen, you're never far from contention. He's 27 years old. He's going to be very, very good. He might age like Cam Newton, but I mean, I think he's going to be good for, let's say, 5 years at least.
And there are lots of coaches out there.
I don't know what they're doing.
Broadcast
they must really, really be confident in whatever plan they have, which will probably get a glimpse of tonight. They must be super confident that this is what the deal is. Because, again, even the move down with the Chiefs, I didn't hate so much. Got a little bit out of that. But the move with the Panthers just made no sense to me. You're moving down one spot, giving up the fifth year of cross control. And for what? You move up from the sixth round to the fifth round? Like, who cares? Like, whoever you draft in the fifth round, there's a good chance he'd be there in the sixth round. Like, that's how the late rounds of the draft work. So I don't really understand it. But like you said, I mean, it's weird to see a team kind of that should be chasing a Super Bowl punting a little bit and not really going for it when they should be.
Frank Schwab, Yahoo.com, National NFL Insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan, talking about yesterday's round one of the NFL draft. How about the show? 275,000 people in downtown Detroit, the Lions Nation, the roar for Arnold, the Jared Goff chants, everything that they're showing the world. The fan base traveling last year, Sea of Honolulu blew at every road game, how loud and deafening Ford Field was for their playoff games. The fact that they led San Francisco by 17 at halftime. Yes, they didn't finish the mission. But the Lions franchise and the Lions Nation, they're on a roll right now, Frank.
Yeah, I mean, they really, it's been fun to watch that whole progression. Last night was great. I mean, the beginning with Eminem coming out, and then Calvin and Barry and Jared Goff and Aiden and all those guys. I thought it was just great. It was a great show. Detroit I don't know, maybe I'm alone in this, but I think it's true. If you're not rooting for the Detroit Lions, like, what's wrong with you? I get it if you're like a Packers fan, but if you're just a Broncos fan, right, why wouldn't you be really into this Lions story? The fan base is awesome. They've obviously been a great host for this NFL draft so far. It's hard to say a draft is electric, but it was, I mean, coming through my TV last night, it was electric there. It was really, really excited just for any taste of NFL football in late April. I'm impressed. I think the Lions, of all the franchises, maybe the Browns are in there and the Bills too. They have great fans. But if you're rooting for like the Chiefs to win another Super Bowl, like, what are you doing? Like, root for the Lions. This is America's team right now. I'm on board. I was hoping for them to make the Super Bowl last year. I'll be hoping for them to make it this year. And they have a great shot. They have the type of team, and they've had a type of offseason that leads you to believe that they're going to be right back in the playoffs at least. The one thing is the NFC North got tougher. The NFC North got a lot tougher. Look, Packers are going to be good. The Bears are really, really improving fast. But the Lions are still the class of that division. They're going to be back in the playoffs. And I hope they seal the deal because I think it would be just a great American sports story.
Frank Schwab, Yahoo.com, national NFL columnist, talking about day one in Detroit. Day two gets started here in a few hours. Frank, always appreciate your opinions on the game of football.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.